Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning and welcome in. I guess your mic can't hear me.
Good morning. No, I was, I could barely hear you. I don't know about the viewers out there. I was just waiting for you to do your intro and then you forgot mic.
There's no camera in here.
Listeners?
It's one listener.
Just you. You out there.
There's one listener. Welcome in. This is Gearhead Radio. Leanne is with me today, as you can tell.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. I'm a little tired today.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm here. I'm excited.
It was a long month.
It was
31 days.
31.
I don't think they have 32 days in a month.
No.
Okay.
It's cool. Arbitrary. We could have made it happen. Someone could have made it happen.
It's car show season too, so we got a lot of stuff going on.
Woohoo! We're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's almost over.
No, we're right in the middle of it.
That means it's almost over.
Right? You, who is listening, my favorite listener, we're right in the middle of it.
So speaking of car shows, today we have the Classic at Pismo Beach.
And we will definitely be there right after the show. We're headed on down.
I'll do a little schedule of events for you, but it started on Thursday, just so you know. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a four-day event. They got to be one more than Morro Bay show, I think. That's like the goal. But it's a cool show. If you got nothing going on, I think the weather's going to be pretty good. What is the weather going to be today? Looks like 80 and partly cloudy here. 85 tomorrow. It looks like we're getting up into 95 Tuesday, Wednesday. So there's a possibility of some triple digits coming in next week.
Oh, gosh. Does this mean spring is over? Summer's...
No, we don't get spring.
Summer's coming in full bloom. We had a solid month of spring.
Well, luckily Thursday, Friday drops back down into the mid-80s into next weekend, low 80s. But it looks like today in Pismo is going to be about 65. So it'll be a cool day in Pismo.
Some good relief.
Yeah.
For us inlanders.
Inlanders?
North County inlanders.
Yeah, we rolled through these events. If you're ever interested about the events, you can always go to our website at shiftinggears805.com. Click about us. Go three tabs down to community. If you click on the community tab under about us, it'll show all the local events. So we had the Motorama. We had the Morro Bay Car Show. We had the Wings, Wheels, and Warbirds. The Golden State Classics. And now the Classic at Pismo. Last two on the list is the C10 Slowdown, which should be a really good show. That's going to be at the Avila Beach Golf Resort. That is July 26th and July 27th. Mm-hmm. So we got a little bit of time. Luckily, we got a little break, a good month-long break. But if you don't know what the C10 Slowdown is, it's all the C10 Chevy trucks. So from 1962... Mind blank there. All the way up until the modern stuff. So they got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool show just to see the evolution and all the modifications of one type of truck. I think that's why it's gained so much popularity also.
1958. Because I know 57 Ford. Anyway.
Well, and then
I'm sure you know.
One of the bigger shows that rounds out the season is Pine Dorado on September 1st. Too. And there's a whole bunch of other little shows kind of sprinkled in between these big ones that we have on our website.
The RPM Nationals at Santa Margarita Ranch. Mm-hmm. Cool, the drag show. And then always we have the drag races. And then we also have the cruise nights every night. So we had San Miguel last night. And then next coming Friday, we'll start again in Templeton.
You know, sometimes without a calendar directly in front of you, it's really hard to know what day we're on and where we're at in the month. Because for all of those working class people out there, just like you, I mean, half the time I don't know if it's Tuesday or Thursday. And then all of a sudden it's Saturday.
Well, Thursday would be closer to Saturday.
I'm just saying, I don't know what day of the week it is half the time. Unless I'm staring at a calendar. And then I have to think about what happened.
Closer to Saturday. Or is it the same?
Sunday, Monday, Friday.
It's about the same.
Wait, Thursday. No,
it just depends on how you
Thursday's
look at
closer.
It. Is it?
Thursday's closer.
Okay, by a day.
I had to use my digits on this one.
I see that. She's counting with her fingers over here. So today, for the scheduled events at the Classic of Pismo, if you're curious about going today, today is the cruise night. So it's opening at 9, got the show and shine with tons of stuff going on. I think they're doing an opening ceremony with the Color Guard. Got the beer gardens opening up at 10. Live bands, music, all that stuff goes on all day, starting at 10. There's the charity auction going on. It's at the sponsor lot at the stage there where the Pismo letters are. So they'll have that charity auction going on at 1 o'clock. That's 1 to 3 today. And then the bands continue on after that. The staging for the cruise starts at 5:15, and then the actual cruise starts at 6. So I definitely probably recommend getting there a little bit earlier than that, because I don't know if you're going to get into Pismo. If you get there any later, but yes,
walking shoes on, that's for sure.
Maybe park down in Grover or something, but
get your tennies on.
Yeah, so the actual cruise is from 6 to 8 tonight in Pismo, so that's on Price Street in Pomeroy.
And then of course tomorrow they all, you know, line up on all the different streets and you can walk through them. You know, the funny thing is Jimmy and I usually go on Sundays. We haven't been on a Saturday for the Pismo show in a long time, so I'm excited to be there on kind of the main opening day with all the events instead of just walking around on Sunday. I think it'll be a different atmosphere. I think it's going to be busier too, which is incredible, because even when we go on Sundays, the amount of people at this Pismo car show is just absolutely incredible. Also, the amount of entries. So, I mean, if you want to look back at history, the Pismo car show really only got its start in 1986. Isn't that funny? It's like as old as you are. The Pismo car show
young as I am.
Is as old as you are, and it only started with 300 entries and supposedly 10,000 visitors. Currently, over 200,000 visitors are reported and over 1,000 entries. That's nuts. And it used It's nuts. And it used to be run all by the city and by volunteer and fundraisers until like 2004, 2005. It was all just volunteers running the show until they handed it over to a car show company. It's wild. It's exciting to see the growth and it to be so strong. I mean, it's the perfect location, perfect city.
You know why it's the perfect location?
Because it's halfway in between the state and it's beautiful and on the coast.
Sure. What about the history of cruising?
Ooh, I don't know. Are you asking me a question? Well,
it all started in California. That's why it's the perfect spot. It's all started in It was like back in the 1950s and 60s. It was the golden age for American automobile manufacturing. So companies like Ford and Chevy and Cadillac rolling out some of their most iconic models. These cars were not just modes of transportation. They were symbols of freedom, style, and individual expression.
And isn't that when Route 66 got built?
Or, I don't know.
I think it's all around the same time.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
Are those facts?
No, I'm guessing.
Okay,
from articles I've read in the past. Someone Google that.
So in California, with its expansive roads and scenic landscapes, these cars are found their perfect playground. Teenagers and young adults would take to the streets in their polished vehicles, cruising down popular boulevards like Sunset Strip in Los Angeles or Whittier Boulevard in East L.A.
Ooh, my mom knows those streets. She grew up in L.A.
Yeah. You know, lowriders were banned too, right? And as of just this beginning of this year, they just lifted the ban.
In where? L.A.?
In California.
That doesn't make any sense. Oh, I don't believe you.
What do you mean?
There's lowriders everywhere. And they're quite popular, especially in certain areas.
No, So Gavin Newsom actually signed the Assembly Bill 436 in October of last year, which prohibited the lowrider bans and anti-cruising ordinances across California. So it was actually, you weren't actually allowed to in a lowrider. Well, it was targeted towards lowriders, but it was actually for all classic cars. There was a ban for cruising.
Hmm. That sounds weird.
Why does that sound weird?
Because that just California, doesn't even, how does that sound just weird? Doesn't even make any sense. Well, nobody enforced it. Who enforced it?
Well, yeah, I mean, got to get
I mean, people that, to enforce it. There was no buy-in there. I mean, I don't know who would know about that. Oh, thought we had a phone call.
Try to get to it real quick.
Bummer.
I got to jump up across the room and run to the phone board when it goes off. So
yeah, he's fast. Seconds. Like a cheetah.
Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Hey, just going to say you had a pretty neat cruise night last night in San Miguel.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
A good number of cars. There was also a pretty good presence by the sheriff and I think a highway patrol, and they were taking none of it after a while.
Oh. Oh, no. Tell us more. Quick.
Well, anyways, that's just it. Good turnout of cars and pretty quiet, but like I said, they were patrolling.
to say the least, huh? Well, we know how wild it gets out there, so.
Good deal. Hey, all right. Enjoy your day.
Thanks. Hey, thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye. And on that note, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Dementia doesn't happen all at once. It waxes and wanes, but gets worse over time. One day, you win the presidency with a record number of votes. And the next, you are shaking hands with an invisible person or being guided around by the Easter Bunny. Good days and bad days. Make sure you visit your estate planning attorney on a good day. Otherwise, life can get very complicated for your children. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Great news, homeowners. AM Sun Solar now does roofing. Are you dealing with leaks, missing shingles, or it's just time for a fresh look? They have you covered, literally. Their expert team is ready to tackle all of your roofing and solar projects. They use top quality materials and equipment to ensure your roof and solar stand the test of time. For over 20 years, AM Sun Solar and Roofing has been the Central Coast local expert, providing custom energy and now roofing solutions. Call today and book your free consultation or visit amsunsolar.com. Pacific West Steel, under new ownership, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, both commercial and residential, big or small, and they can do custom flashings. With a large color selection, Pacific West Steel is the leader in metal roofing and siding industry. Get the aesthetic advantage and durability. Pacific West Steel, call Adam Andrade, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783.
And welcome back. You are tuned into Gearhead Radio, 12:30 a.m., 99.3 FM, KPRL. Appreciate you being here.
With Jimmy and Leanne.
There we go.
Yay!
Finally getting some buy-in over here. After a year. Come on. I gotta bait it, huh?
What does that mean? Why, you know, you're the host. You're the guy. I try and let you have your time.
So if you don't know, we own and operate Shifting Gears Auto Repair located right here in Paso Robles. We're here to bring you for the next hour, today and today only. Well, I'll be here next Saturday too, but
every Saturday
at 9 a.m. Try to bring you the latest and greatest, a little bit of history. And if you have any questions about your vehicle or about the industry, you're more than welcome to call in 805-238-5775. That's 805-238-KPRL. And we can chat about it. In the meantime, you can just listen to us banter for the next 30 minutes because that's what we're pretty good at.
You're welcome.
Are we good at it or is it just natural?
Does it just happen for married couples? Or when you've been together for so long? just happens without even trying.
Are you asking me?
Kind of.
I feel like you're telling me.
Well, that's also how marriage works.
I'm all very confused. So yes, the lowriders were banned actually in California for the last few years, and I guess it all's about the enforcement. I don't know. But
which I didn't see any. Good. Not once again, not around here.
Good news is it's been lifted, so I think we'll see a lot more cruises going on. I think during COVID we lost a lot of the cruises, and then there's just a lot going on. So I think this is a good push in the right direction for the car community, at least. Whether you're new it or not, puts a little bit of a light spotlight on it. And I'm not sure if we had the cruise for Pismo last year. I don't think they actually did it in the last couple of years. So
I honestly don't remember if they did the evening cruise last year.
Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. I had a question about air conditioning.
Sure.
What is... You're talking about a lot of the classic cars. What is the best aftermarket air conditioning that you can get? I have an old 76 GMC.
Well, I think
it had an ARA in it, but of course it was never working worth a damn. But so I need to look at something else.
Yeah, I think for the most part, it's going to be kind of the competency of you know, who's installing it. I mean, hands down, Vintage Air makes it the easiest, but they are kind of pricey. There's Old Air products or Cold Air products. Is it Old Air or Cold Air?
Old Air.
I think it's Old Air. They have a little bit more, slightly more custom, where you got to kind of start figuring some stuff out, and then you get into... what's that one company we just used? One for the Camaro.
We use Vintage Air
There was another one. I mean, if you're going to be doing it yourself, I'd recommend Vintage Air, because they give you, it's for the car. So a lot of the vents and brackets and stuff, it's all custom built for the car. I sometimes build my own using like CVF Racing. I mean, I have a whole list of different vendors that I use, just depending on what vehicle it is. So,
and who's installing it, how comfortable you are.
Yeah. I mean, I build all the custom lines and kind of set it all exactly how I want it. With that being said, I mean, as long as it's a good Sandin style compressor, it's Sandin, S-A-N-D-E-N. Sandin compressors are one of the best ones to use for AC. Other than that, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I wouldn't say there's really necessarily a good or better or best. It's just about what car you're trying to put it in, if that makes any sense.
Well, that sounds expensive.
It does get quite expensive, yeah. And that's the thing with the Vintage Air kits, you know, they can be in upwards of $25,000 or $3,000 to get everything you need, and then you got to get it installed. So sometimes having that kit built, you know, by a company that's specific for your car, where I can get a lot of those components sourced for, say, around $1,500 or $2,000, but then it takes a little bit more labor to make all that work. So there's no winning, right? Like, it all ends up kind of costing the same. It just depends on what vehicle it is. You know, some of those Chevy trucks, like Southern Hot Rods has a kit for those trucks, and it's around $1,200. And if you're fairly mechanically inclined, you can install it yourself. And that's probably the best bang for your buck, right? But it's not going to be a real fancy, you know, and everything's going to be all shiny and nice. It's just going to work. It's going to have cold air. And if that's all you need, then that's all you need.
Well, in that old truck, it'd be a wonderful thing to have. I can guarantee you that, because all I got's the vent wings.
The wing windows, yes.
It'll be an upgrade.
Yes, nothing. I mean, nothing really beats a wing window, but it is nice when the air is a little bit cooler coming in.
Yeah, when you're running in 110 degree from outside and you run it on the inside,
yeah,
then you got the heat from the floor coming up, you know.
Oh yes, that's the joys. Yeah, I mean, some of those older ones you can even find, you know, a lot of that stuff off. You go to the junkyard and you can pull a lot of the, you know, off of a vehicle with AC and kind of convert that over. That's usually the most cost effective, as long as all those components are in good shape. And the nice thing about that is a lot of those parts you can source from a local parts store, but it does require a little bit of fabrication to kind of make all that stuff work. So, I guess it depends if you're looking for, you know, for a car show quality AC install, or you just want cold air. That's two totally different, you know, directions.
Yeah, okay, all right. Now, the old unit was in there. It was R12. Of course, you can't get R12
right
anymore.
Easily converted. You got to get all the mineral oil out, so you got to, you know, flush the system, get all that mineral oil that R12 uses, and then they make the, you can get the conversion kits. I think they're $18 or $20 at O'Reilly's or Napa, and they just screw right onto the top of the original service ports, and then you just charge it with 134 with a little bit of the PAG oil in its place. There's a conversion chart, so depending on how much R12 it used, you got to do the conversion to use the right amount of 134. But I've done those conversions multiple times, and it's not as cold as R12, but it's around 48, maybe 50 degrees at the vents, so it's still cool air.
Oh yeah, well that's something.
Yeah, it's better than 90.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for the information. I appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. Have a good weekend.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, there used to be a Ford truck club in the Central Coast. With COVID and everything, a lot of people dropped out. Do you happen to have a phone number for the Ford club?
I don't. That's news to me. I can definitely do some research and see what I can find about that.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Maybe we can talk to you next weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do my research and put my feelers out there and see what I can find about that.
They're based in Rio Grande.
Interesting. Okay. So it's probably like the big C10 culture that we got going on with the Chevy trucks, but for Fords.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll see what I can find with that.
I'd appreciate it. Thanks,
you got it.
Jimmy.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ford Truck Club.
I'm trying to look it up right now, too, because I'm not super familiar.
The Ford trucks. Yeah, you can't forget about the Fords. I mean, they're always on the side of the road, so you literally can't for that.
Hey, man, Ford's the original. Let's not pick bones here.
So talking about cruise nights, talking about cruising, what about cruise control?
I never use cruise control.
Never?
Nope.
Why?
Because I think it allows people not to pay attention. And I think, like, driving is so simple and easy, and you should be focused on what you're doing.
Do you know what the first car that ever had cruise control?
A Ford. No. I thought it was a Segway. What was the first car?
The first car was what they called, it was called a Speedostat system, was the 1958 Chrysler Imperial.
Oh.
And they called it autopilot.
I would have not thought that it was that early. 1958. That's pretty cool.
So they marketed it as an autopilot feature.
Was it a button?
I don't think that was a good marketing term. Because I think in the early days, I think it was really, really thought that that meant that you could just hit it and not do anything. Kind of like what they're doing now with you know, the self-driving feature.
Yeah, what autopilot is versus what people think it is.
But it was actually, it used a speed control dial on the dashboard, and the system calculated ground speed from the rotating speedometer cable and used a bi-directional screw drive electric motor to vary the throttle position as needed.
Huh.
And then Cadillac stole that and then renamed it cruise control as a marketing device.
Well, cruise control makes a lot more sense. It's very explanatory. You're not really guessing.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think it's autopilot. But then in 1965, AMC introduced a low-priced automatic speed control for its large-size cars with automatic transmission. AMC called it Cruise Command, and the unit was actuated through a push button on the dashboard once the car's desired speed was reached. The throttle position was automatically adjusted by a vacuum control that opened and closed the throttle based on input from the speedometer cable rather than through an adjustable control on the dashboard. So the unit would shut off anytime the brakes were applied because you lost your vacuum through the booster.
That's super interesting, but I'm gonna stick with my stance. If you use cruise control and if you use it a lot, you're just lazy. That's my old-fashioned opinion.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
You use it all the time. Yeah, I literally never do. Driving to Arizona, driving to LA,
anything
not
I
once.
Automate, I'm into it.
No, give
automation.
Give me a seat heater, but I will not use cruise control.
Like if I didn't have to push this button right now to turn my mic off, it was just automated when the sound of the little car was. I'm into that.
Or what about the clappers? Remember all the clappers? The light clappers? Ooh, I wish I had one now.
We gotta take a break. I gotta go.
Ace Auto Care. Across the street from Atascadero Hay and Feed in Atascadero.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. Former President Trump taking aim at the judge and 34 guilty verdicts in his hush money trial this week.
So we're going to be appealing this scam. We're going to be appealing it on many different things. He wouldn't allow us to have witnesses. He wouldn't allow us to talk. He wouldn't allow us to do anything. The judge was a tyrant.
The former president yesterday at Trump Tower. There's a new Middle East peace proposal out there for Gaza with more pressure on Hamas.
For months, people all over the world have called for ceasefire. Now it's time to raise your voices and demand that Hamas come to the table, agrees to this deal, and ends this war that they began.
President Biden at the White House yesterday. The new proposal includes a six-week ceasefire and a surge of humanitarian aid into Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, my name is Barry Oxford, president of BDO Financial on Main Street in Templeton. For over 30 years, our focus has been principal protected and tax-advantaged retirement plan development. We believe that education and knowledge is power. Did you know the 2017 tax cuts end in 2 years and taxes will be a lot higher for all of us? That's knowledge. There's never been a better time than now to convert to a Roth IRA. We are the only ones on the Central Coast that can do a Roth conversion without reducing your principal. And that's all tax-free. Order your no-cost Roth conversion estimate at BDOfinancial.com and divorce the IRS without ever reducing your principal. That's BDOfinancial.com or call 805-434-6971. That's 805-434-6971. Now that's power. Accountants and financial professionals are more than welcome too.
Hello everyone, this is Dora Carey with Orange Dot Quilts. My little shop recently moved to a larger location and the space is already brimming with gorgeous fabric, new patterns, kits, finished quilts, gifts, and so much more. Stop by to check out the new shop located at the corner of 10th and Pine in Paso Robles, right across from the police station. We are open Tuesday to Saturday from 11 to 5. At Orange Dot Quilts, we offer not only fabric but also sewing inspiration and quilting advice, and we are always happy to see you.
Have you been to NCI Affiliates Post Office and Gift Shop? It's off Linnae Road, just past the Food for Less Shopping Center. You can take care of your business essentials such as shipping, copying, faxing, and shredding, as well as stock up on See's Candy. Don't forget NCI's thrift stores in Atascadero and Paso Robles to find shopping bargains. NCI Affiliates, building partnerships and creating choices since 1979.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
And welcome back. This is Gearhead Radio. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just tuning in, you're late. That's all right.
It's rude.
We're just cruising anyway. So I got to finish my cruise control.
Yeah, for all you lazy people out there. Just kidding. Lazy. Just kidding.
Automation.
It's fancy. It's exciting that you even have that option. Yeah.
Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning, you two. How are you today?
Good.
Good morning.
We're hanging in there.
Question on, this is just a curiosity. I've always wondered, and I listen to you guys a lot, and it never occurred to me to ask you. So here we go. Timing belt versus timing chain, like even within manufacturers, don't they, some are one, some are the other. Is one better? Do you have to replace a chain just like you do a belt?
Good question.
What's the deal?
Yeah.
Chains typically are non-serviceable. But when vehicles start reaching that age that the manufacturer didn't think they were going to reach, then it kind of changes their game plan. So you start getting 200 plus thousand miles, the chain's going to stretch. Chains stretch. Whether it's in a transfer cases use chains. In an engine, there's a timing chain. Actually, some of the new transmissions now, the 10R80s, they use a chain to drive the pump. It's starting to stretch and make noise. So the thought engineers might have had that chains weren't going to stretch past its serviceable life has been proven incorrect. So, I mean, in my opinion, that when the chains start stretching, they cause a lot more damage. And being that they weren't designed to be replaced, it's a lot more labor to replace them. When it comes to, and then you have the belt, right? So the belt's designed to be replaced, which makes it fairly inexpensive and easy to do. You just got to make sure you stay on top of that maintenance. The problem with the belt is once it's past its service life, it's going to cause catastrophic damage. Chains typically don't jump enough to cause internal damage to the engines, typically, but belts do a lot. So if you get 150,000 on a timing belt, you're on borrowed time and you don't really know it, right? Like the belts don't really make a lot the same kind of noise that a slapping timing chain will, right? So, it goes back and forth. It really does. I think looking at European vehicles, German-built Mercedes and Audis and what they typically go towards the chain. And I really honestly think a lot of their engineering is a lot better. So I would probably lean that way if I were, to say which way to go. I'd probably stick with the chain. But with that being said, there's plenty of vehicles out there that run a timing belt. And as long as you stay on that 90 to 100,000 mile service interval, they have no problems in the world. So, yeah. But then again, those vehicles with timing belts aren't making 400, 500, 600 horsepower. So I don't think you can run belt with high horsepower. So if you want performance, and you're running high horsepower, you got to run a timing chain.
So, follow-up question, is there a way to tell on a timing belt engine, say a used car, maybe it's 110, 130,000, whatever you're looking at, they say it was done, and they can't show you a receipt. Is there a way to tell by looking?
That's an awesome question.
Pretty big expense.
Yes, it's less expensive than doing a chain, but yeah, it's still a substantial amount of work to do. But that's a great question, because that's one thing that in our inspection process that we talk about a lot in the shop is if there's no sticker, right? Like whoever installed that timing belt, they give you a sticker, and it's like part of our process. You put the sticker on, you put the date, and you put the mileage. Like that's just standard protocol if you're a technician in this industry and you put a timing belt on the vehicle. The sticker comes in the box. Like you put it somewhere to display it. Yeah, so if the sticker's not under the hood or somewhere on the timing belt cover or something, it's 99% that belt was not replaced. And if it was, it was done by someone that maybe shouldn't have been doing it. And so then you got to think, well, did they do the cam seals? Did they do the crank seals? Was the tensioner replaced? Was the idler pulley replaced? So
the water pump?
Right, exactly. So it's like, if that sticker's not there, either A, that yay, it wasn't done right, or B, it just wasn't done at all. And in my opinion, and that's kind of our conclusion we came to in the shop. So if we don't see a sticker and it's got 100,000 plus on it, we recommend the timing belt. And, you can pull the cover off and you can look at the belt, but I'm sure you've looked at plenty of serpentine belts and it's like, is that worn? Like, when was that replaced? And unless it's starting to crack and deteriorate, it's like you have no idea when the last time it was done.
Right.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I appreciate your answer.
Yeah, thanks for the question. Have a good weekend.
Have a good day. You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That makes sense?
It does make sense.
Okay.
I was just going to ask you.
Sometimes I rant a little bit and then I lose consciousness.
does temperature affect people's brains or people's cars more? Because I feel like we, as our shop, we do more timing, water pump, assembly jobs. We do them much more in the summer than we do the fall or winter.
I don't know. What's your question?
My question is, why do we have more during summer than we do fall or winter? Does it actually have to do with the temperature where people are starting to notice a difference in maybe vehicle noise or function? Or does like a light bulb just go off in their brain when it's hot? My car needs to be serviced. Let's just look at everything.
I think for the most part, in every industry, as the weather changes, it gets warmer, it gets sunnier. You get a little bit more free with your cash, with your disposable income, if you have that. I mean, winter time when it's cloudy out and it's gloomy and it's kind of cool every day. I don't know. I feel like in every industry, it's like that. And it's like that with your spending habits. You can probably go through and look at your spending habits and see like, oh, I spent a lot more money in the summertime. Well, because I'm out doing, are you really doing more stuff? Because you're still working the same hours. You're still doing the same job. You're still doing the same routine. You're just a little bit more open with your spending. And I think that's why like busy time for summertime is for everybody. The money just starts circulating the economy more. Everyone's out and about. And then the stress on top of like it being hot out. And it's like, I don't want to be stuck on the side of the road when it's 100 degrees out. That sounds miserable.
So it's mindset. It's summer mindset. Well, I mean, temperature.
Like I said, there is no... Yeah, if it comes in with a broken timing belt, we're not talking about replacing timing belt. We're talking about doing a head job. Like we're doing some major work. So there is no failure point for timing belts or timing chains. I mean, possibly timing chains could start making more noise because the oil is getting a little bit more abuse because it's hotter out, and so it thins it out a little bit. Maybe that slight rattle becomes a little bit more of a rattle, but. If it was already rattling before, it is going to it's going to slowly get worse. So I wouldn't put it on that either. I think it's just mindset. People, you know.
Just curious. I mean, that is true. People do more maintenance.
Car shows and cruise nights, and you're going to, you know, all over the place. So your car is getting used a lot more in the summertime. So.
And the weather's good. Maybe you're just excited about life more, and you want to be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, like you're ready. Yeah. Let's get everything done and taken care of, so I can. Run off on this whirlwind adventure, in case it comes up.
So you can hit cruise control and
go. So you can hit cruise control and, you know,
and not have to worry
go state
about
to state.
Well, I had some more stuff on cruise control.
Keep it going. But it's fun.
No, it's fine. It's enough. It's for lazy people, so I'll just move on.
Please don't come after me.
Well, cruise control's come a long ways, right? So the point is, it used to have a knob and you could control the speed on the knob on the dash. And now you've gotten to the point where the vehicle will actually slow down when you're getting too close to the car in front of you, speed up, keep you in your lane. I mean, it's from 1958 till now, it's a steadfast option in the vehicle that's become, it's no longer an option. Like it's
just standard.
It's just standard, yeah. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Morning, Jimmy.
Hey.
I had something I wanted to throw out there to the cruise night guys.
Yeah.
Tascadero's gotten lame. People will park in front of A-Town or Ted Miles, which is fine, but nobody's really cruising that Tascadero like we were during the COVID and all that. I was thinking about... On that Friday night, normal Tascadero cruise night, to move like an outlaw car show down to the Kmart parking lot. Everybody wants to sit around and run their thumbs anyway, show their cars off, and just show up at 6 o'clock. Would be the Friday the 14th.
Yep.
And have a car show, make you know. Just a spur of the moment Facebook car show like we started cruise nights in Templeton back during COVID. So I think
I think that would work out pretty good. So it'd be similar to like the Paso. Everyone parks at the Sinclair gas station.
Exactly. Paso used to be decent. And now everybody just, like I said, this way we get all the cars in there. We all get together. And if you get bored, you can go down cruise. But I think it would congregate everybody again to get together and and have cruise night.
Yeah, it'd be good to use that empty space or something too, until who knows what's going to go in Kmart, but being vacant now, it's a good location. And you got Dan's Grub Shack right there too, so you can't go wrong with that.
Exactly. I was thinking about talking to Dan to see if he'd be open after 6 Friday.
Oh, that's a good call.
But anyway, I'm throwing it out there. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page on the Templeton Cruise Night and see what people want to do. At least get them together, and you can still go down to A-Town if that's what you want to do, Delhi, and do your cruise there if you want, or just have the car show at the Kmart parking lot.
That'd be an awesome plan.
So anyway, yeah. I thought I'd get it out there early. I'm going to get it on Facebook in the next week or two. Of course, Templeton's next Friday, so that's always a good one. And hope everybody shows up. It was good seeing you guys out there before in your Nova.
Yeah, tag me in the post, and I'll circulate it around too.
All right. Yeah, that's why I called you. You got the microphone.
That's fair enough.
Also, I think the Ford Club is all at A1 Metals now. They're in the scrapyard.
Oh, no.
It's a joke. Ford got found on the road dead.
That might have been better than mine.
Yeah. No. Anyway, I'm older than you. That's why I have more experience picking on Ford guys.
Oh, that sounds like an awesome event. I look forward to it.
All right, guys. I'm sorry. What?
I said that sounds like a good event. I look forward to that. We'll definitely promote that.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you guys on the road.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye now.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think
it's such a big space. Oh, it's not being used for anything right now, and he's right.
That ice cream shop, the Michoacanas, they were doing that car show there on Saturdays for a while, weren't they? Yeah, for the ice cream one. Talk to those people at the ice cream store too, Michoacanas or whatever it was.
Is that right next to Dan's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That might be a cool thing. And it's like right around the corner from us too, so I don't have to use cruise control to get there.
That's true. Maybe we'll even ride our bikes down there.
E-bikes.
E-bikes. Surprise!
Trigger word. We gotta take a break.
Welcome back to the Eagle Energy Country Store. Stop in and say hi. We're always glad to see you.
Have you ever made the Eagle Energy Country Store your first stop after leaving home or work?
For those of you who have, we at the Country Store appreciate and thank you for your business.
If not, come by the Eagle Energy 76 on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road.
And let us make you feel welcome.
Maybe you don't need fuel for your vehicle,
but you need something to fuel you.
We've got happy hours. That's right, happy hours. From 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, purchase anything in the store, and the coffee creation in the size you crave is free.
You heard us, free, no catches. Come back in the afternoons too, from 4 to 6 p.m. when you buy anything in the store, the fountain drink of your choice is free with your purchase. This includes our 100% freshly brewed iced teas, and now we have 3 new flavors to choose from.
Looking for something different than fast food or a long sit-down lunch? The Country Store Deli's Chili Verde Enchiladas are back.
See you at the Country Store.
We'll see you at the Country Store.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Seniors helping seniors. We hire seniors to help other seniors because, well, they just understand each other better. Would you like part-time work that makes a difference? Or maybe you or a loved one needs a helping hand. Our services are non-medical. Call me, Ron Torres, at 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or go to seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors helping seniors.
Eric's Painting, your North County licensed residential and commercial paint company. You will love the expert attention to detail when working with Eric. He specializes in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted, and stained decks and porches. Great reviews on Yelp, and he guarantees quality work. Call Eric or find him on Facebook here in the North County. 805-975-6960.
Welcome back in. Going down to the last segment here.
Oh.
This is Gearhead Radio, if you're just tuning in. And my name is Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located right here in Paso Robles. We are your go-to garage. Asian and import specialists. How's that sound?
And domestic.
And domestic. The domestication. Well, I don't think...
We've always been heavy in domestic. Well, I think we're most just the time, now promoting...
With domestic, Chevy, Ford, Dodge is domestic vehicles, right? You kind of just look up, like, whoever, like, who can fix my alternator? Who can fix my transmission? Who can fix my water pump? You don't really think about that vehicle because you just assume because it's part of the big three, right? Like, anybody can fix that car. And in realistic, really, they really can. I mean, they are one of the easier ones to work on. But when it comes to like Subarus and Hondas and Nissans and Toyotas, it's a little more specialized. You're kind of looking for someone who's Subaru, specialized.
Yeah, experienced.
And I am, so I guess I should use that as a marketing tactic.
Well, that's true.
Right?
We are import specialists.
I don't really say that, and it's like I just assume everybody knows what I know or knows what they think I know.
So you're assuming, and what do you assume?
I'm making an ass out of you and me.
Let's
move on here. Speaking of driver cruise control, because we were talking about cruise control a lot, and Mazda, because that's an import technically, even though it's Ford. Mazda's Ford. So Mazda's recalling 10,000 of the 2024 CX-90 hybrids for driver assistance issues. This is a fault with the vehicle's forward collision warning system. All 9,914 cars included in the recall are 2024 models, according to the NHTSA. The CX-90's brakes may activate, suddenly increasing the risk of a crash. Yeah, you think?
What?
Now, the problem occurs at relatively low driving speeds between 10 and 15 miles an hour when the smart brake system falsely detects objects in the vehicle's path and brakes to avoid impact with the phantom objects.
Oh, wow.
The system is particularly prone to mistaking reflections or large metal objects on the side of the road as approaching vehicles. According to NHTSA, the brake lights will illuminate as normal, though the sudden braking may still increase the risk of someone that's not paying attention because they're using cruise control to run in the vacuum. Now, affected owners will be notified by mail, instructed to bring their CX-90 to their local dealerships. Dealerships will reprogram the vehicle control module with updated software free of charge to the owner, as the updated software should resolve the issue. Mazda says it doesn't expect any other repairs to be necessary.
That actually brings up a lot of good points, but one of the easy low-hanging fruit is...
Don't use cruise control?
No. I wasn't going to do that. Most newer vehicles, they have all these different modules that genuinely need to be updated. They're just little computers. They're multiple little computers inside of your vehicle that control your vehicle along with you.
And your mind.
And just like computers and phones, they need to be updated. We can do that along with a lot of other people, but you need to go in and get it updated and programmed once in a while or check. Check if there's a technical service bulletin or a recall for one of your modules to be updated.
Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Morning, Jimmy.
Hey.
Got a question for you on the topic of Mazda.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a 2015 Mazda 6, and I bought it about a year ago. And everything was all good with it. Just had to replace the battery recently. But I'm having an issue with the passenger airbag system. It's just a red light on my dash that keeps on going on and off. Don't really want to take it to the Mazda dealership all the way in Santa Maria because I'm afraid I'm going to get a $500 bill. So I just wanted to talk to somebody local about it to see if you have any recommendations or any type of information as regard to like how to turn it off, or is it something that really needs to be looked at?
Well, the first thing I would do is you got to get into the module and see if there's any codes or any data in there that we can get out. That would be step one, to see what that exactly is monitoring. A lot of the time, the passenger restraint system, there's a seat sensor in there that will determine if there's someone sitting in that seat. So one of the big issues I've seen is like if you have like a laptop or like if you're a reader and you have a big, thick book there, it doesn't take much weight on that seat to cause that sensor to go off. And then you'll have that light, you know, sometimes you'll get weird things going on. So make sure that there's nothing in the seat. That's step one. And then sometimes if you buckle that seatbelt on the passenger side, if that stops happening, then you might have a faulty seat sensor, right? So the light's coming on because it notices someone, you know, there's weight in that seat, but the seatbelt's not buckled. So sometimes you just reach over, just buckle that seatbelt and try to trick the computer, and that'll kind of, you know, determine whether that seat sensor is going bad or if you got something else going on. Other than that, without being able to dig into the module and see what codes and kind of data, I'm kind of blind, but those are the top two things that I've seen when it comes to the restraint control module having issues.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think it is kind of a seat module thing because I've done all the tests that you just said with making sure that there's nobody or anything in the seat, the buckling of the seatbelt, and all that type of thing. I've already tried that, so it kind of sounds like that it's a sensor issue. Not really worried about it a whole bunch because the car itself is running great. Like I said, I just replaced the battery within the last week and a half after the first time I ever had an issue with the car was the battery, luckily. So,
well, not a terrible thing.
Yeah, I think it's just a sensor issue, yeah. And I'm not going to really worry about it until it really becomes an issue.
Yeah, and sometimes... And sometimes with the newer ones, they have permanent codes. So even though maybe you had an issue there and you buckled the seatbelt and that was part of the deal, you have to just get in there and actually clear those permanent codes. And disconnecting the battery won't clear those. You got to get in there with a factory scan tool or a like factory scan tool and actually clear that hard code. And obviously, that's a huge investment for you to make, you know. So sometimes it's worth it to go in somewhere and just have them go there, check the codes, clear them, and then see what comes back. Because like I said, once that code's stored in the module, it'll just be there forever until someone gets in there and actually removes it from the system. So
gotcha.
Yeah, with a $7,000-$8,000 scan tool, that doesn't make any sense for you to buy that. So
gotcha,
it might be
right.
Worth it to go somewhere just to have it scan and then get that removed and then see if the code comes back, and that way at least you'll know how much of a priority you need to place on it.
Gotcha. Yeah. And is that something that you guys do at your shop, or will I have to take it somewhere else if I was going to look into it?
Yeah, part of our inspections, we'll go through and do a full code scan sweep on there and see what codes are in there as part of our intake process.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day, and I'll keep you guys in mind.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh.
That's
Ooh,
it.
Oh, darn.
Right on the dot. Huh?
I was just thinking if we should keep going into it, but that'll be something for you to go over next week. More module info.
More module info?
Module info.
Module info.
Reflash versus reprogram, especially when you start to replace certain parts.
You say you're going to reflash me?
I hope so.
Is that what you said? We got to go. Hey, see y'all later. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Off to Pismo we go.
See you next Saturday.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time.
You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.